Assure public of safety under 24-hour economy. In African news, 16 Kenyans missing in Russia after army recruitment. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service has assured citizens that they will not be arbitrarily arrested or charged with loitering offences during the implementation of the 24-hour economy. Inspector General Graphael Musamba says officers will act professionally, urging the public not to fear being out at night. Mr. Musamba says the police will not stand in the way of progressive government policies and that economic development and national prosperity. He added that officers have been directed to increase the visibility in business areas to help deter crime. Mr. Musamba emphasized that the police service is ready to provide the necessary support to ensure the success of the initiative.
This development requires the Zambia Police Service to reposition itself and strengthen its operations in order to adequately support the implementation of this model. In this regard, my command has undertaken a comprehensive assessment of policy needs under a 24-hour economy. These include capacity building initiatives targeting officers to enhance their skills and operation capabilities and invest in the development of technological infrastructure. We shall also embark on programs aimed at strengthening collaboration with key stakeholders in the commercial sector. This will help reinforce.
Traders at Chamberley Market in Kitwe have expressed their frustrations over delays in completing the modern market shelter, saying the facility remains incomplete and below standard. The traders say they are being forced to trade on the floor as vendor stores have not been constructed, while also questioning the quality of works, citing defects from the roofing to the floor.
I'm going to go to the government. Chamboree Market, the market not being finished. La kwa mitenge letona numba numba mini planga ya isa ila loka. We are appealing to the government of the day. We are trying to appeal to you.
The concerns come after the Parliamentary Committee on Local Government Accounts last year criticized the Kitwe City Council over poor implementation of constituency development funds projects. The committee, which conducted on-the-spot inspections across all five constituencies in Kitwe District, uncovered serious lapses in project execution and quality control. Meanwhile, Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti says the local authority is engaging the contractor over non-performance, a step required before possible contract termination. The project, valued at over 280,000 kwacha, was officially handed over in February this year.
Client was officially handed over on the 26th of February 2026 under a contract value of over 280,000 kwacha. Unfortunately, the contractor has not adequately mobilized on site and has failed to progress the works within the stipulated contract period. In line with the contractual procedures, the council is currently engaging the contractor to address the non-performance. These engagements are a necessary step before proceeding to terminate the contract should satisfactory progress not be achieved. The council will not allow undue delays to compromise service delivery. Should the contractor fail to meet the required obligations following these engagements, the next step will be termination of the contract and the engagement of an alternative contractor to complete the works.
A resident of Lusaka has complained about the deplorable state of roads in the central business district. Speaking in an interview, the anonymous resident expressed their frustration over numerous potholes and a poor road network, particularly along Ben Bella Road. The resident said navigating the area has become increasingly difficult and dangerous for both motorists and pedestrians, describing the roads as treacherous. He has since called on authorities to take urgent action to address the situation. The resident is further urging the Lusaka City Council to prioritize rehabilitating the roads and restoring their dignity to the central business district.
Walutaka City Council, wama pisha wa down, mapoto wama haona ya jalita Beni Bera Road, paribe viva shikamu. Kuja pa Zambia Brewery, pari poto yo ipa pata pa traffic light pa mene pazi. Imwe, moto waka kumashita accident, manja manja hapa. Pari poto, vazi wai. Pada pa chani, pa ma traffic light ya jana karodi kachosuka ku zedarae. Pari poto paja pa mene paja, yo ipa ba. Ba.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia is calling for an urgent nationwide audit of the Constituency Development Fund CDF to ensure effective utilization of public resources. Triple AZ Communications Officer Malbon Moshetu says the audit is necessary to address inefficiencies that could undermine Zambia's development agenda, particularly under the 8th National Development Plan. She notes that while CDF allocations have significantly increased between 2020 and 2025 to support infrastructure and empowerment programs, there are growing concerns that large portions of the funds remain unutilized in several constituencies. Ms. Moshetu warns that failure to utilize the funds efficiently risks delaying critical development projects meant to improve livelihoods across the country. She has since urged the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to take immediate action and safeguard the intended impact.